Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is the New World Report with Ernesto Araújo of the Republic of Brazil, former foreign minister, Joseph Omar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Gentlemen, this is from The Hague, ruling at the International Court of Justice. The ruling is that the ICJ has jurisdiction over a long-running border dispute between Guyana and Venezuela, which could determine which country has the rights to the territory rich in oil and gas. Rich is an understatement. Guyana in 2018 asked the ICJ, also known as the World Court, to confirm that the border was laid down in 1899 arbitration between Venezuela and then the British colony of British Guyana. Venezuela, boycotting the procedure, tried to stop the case from moving forward. The court has ruled 14-1 that they'll go forward to hear this case. We're talking about billions and billions and billions of barrels under a very small nation, Guyana, many of whom also live in New York City, Brooklyn, I believe, Guyanese Americans. And right now, the Venezuelan authorities are claiming it's all theirs based on the events of the 19th century. And we know that Venezuela is in the hands of non-transparent bullies. So, Joseph, I start with you. Is this story getting attention throughout the Americas, or is this one of those instances where the big bad bully is going to get his way, and the question is, how much is it going to cost us to pay?
Well, John, I think this is a story that definitely needs more attention, both in Latin America and I think also here in the United States. As you mentioned, Guyana has recently discovered massive amounts of oil, particularly in its maritime borders with Venezuela, which is also in dispute. And just to be clear, so Venezuela basically, what they were trying to do is basically they're trying to tell the ICJ that they don't have jurisdiction over this more than 100-year-old border dispute with Guyana. And what the ICJ just ruled is they said, yes, we do. And so now this is going to move into the next phase where they're going to be able to rule on whose claim towards that border territory is legitimate. And so what this implies is if Venezuela were to win its case in the ICJ, basically, two-thirds of Guyana, which includes the oil discoveries, would then go to the Maduro regime, the most autocratic and dangerous regime in the Western Hemisphere. At the same time that this is happening, Suriname, on the eastern border of Guyana, is also making claim to a part of Guyana, which essentially would take Guyana off the map. It would be just a strip of land. It would be pretty much irrelevant in international affairs. It would take all of its claims towards sovereignty and its representative of a democracy. So this would be very, very problematic for them. And I think what Maduro is doing more so than just working to move the legal case, as I think he's trying to use it as a way to drive national sentiment inside the country. 9 out of 10 Venezuelans, if not 10 out of 10 Venezuelans, will tell you that the Essequibo, that's the border dispute area, that's theirs, that they were unjustly or wrongfully taken away from them in a resolution that happened many years ago. And so what it does, and this is one of the few instances, what it does is it drives a national sentiment inside Venezuela to where Venezuelans side with the Maduro regime. Now, the Maduro regime is not popular inside Venezuela, and on most issues, they would never back the Maduro regime. But on this one specific issue, their national pride and their basically their sentiments towards their history says that they would probably side with the Maduro regime on this border dispute. So that's an interesting caveat to this case, and I think this is one of the reasons why the Maduro regime is moving on it, besides the fact that I'm sure he wants that oil, but it's also because he wants to manipulate the Venezuelan public opinion to get on his side.
Ernesto, in your time in the foreign ministry, I believe you Brazil borders both Guyana and Venezuela. Was this an active concern of yours at the foreign ministry? Is it still a concern to weigh in on fairness and not bullying?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's a big concern. When I was a minister, I made this very important trip, I think, to Guyana and Suriname. Our plan, we had good plans. Unfortunately, we didn't have the time to bring them to fruition. But the plan was to create a infrastructure and political arc from Brazil to Guyana, Suriname, and the French Guiana in order to develop that northern region of Brazil and those, especially Guyana and Suriname, in a healthy way. Right. Also combating organized crime with tribes in Guyana and Suriname and in northern Brazil. So this is immensely important. The territorial dispute was actually a trilateral territorial dispute between in the 19th century between Brazil, the United Kingdom then, which possessed Guyana back then, and Venezuela. And I think the Brazilian foreign policy establishment has as in many cases, the wrong approach to that, and I tried to change. The wrong approach is to say, well, okay, we solved our issue with the United Kingdom back then, so with Guyana now, and we don't have anything to do with the dispute between Venezuela and Guyana. And that's wrong, I think.
We just Venezuela have 30 seconds, Ernesto.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's wrong. Venezuela will destroy Guyana, and this will destabilize the whole northern region. Brazil should care more about the fate of Guyana now.
Ernesto Araújo. Joseph Ohmeyer, New World Report. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No